Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Productions, and Twitter Entertainment present Blog Talk. Do us to us, inspiration and information. As always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C. All the lies, lies, and teachers are held. So what we do is that we tell you what the lies are, expose the lies, reveal the secrets, and that we can build better relationships in our city. And as always, we're sponsored by Turbo Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness. And right now, it is that time, Valentine's season, so nuts. Figure out what's going on Valentine's Day. We have less than 2 weeks left. And what I suggest we have, Triple Mind by Rod has great five packages, massage, champagne, and roses for $100. So if you are interested in signing up for this particular special, you can contact me through TQ Mind by Rod on Facebook, facebook.com/TQMind. You can tweet me at RSteve44, inbox me directly, or you can call 240-778-5219 if you're in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And this is one of the best ways to set up the mood for Valentine's Day with massage, roses, and champagne. Only $100. That's Triple Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness. And this month is the month of February. We're going into our Love and series. And today is the first one, Love and Worship. How does the church affect who we date, how we date, and how we love? When it comes down to intimacy, when it comes down to building our relationships, sometimes we let the influence of the church get in the way, and that's sometimes a good thing, of course. But also, there are certain things that can affect how you build your relationship based on the way the church has molded you. And we're going to discuss that. Miss Choices is on the air. She's going to tell us what she feels about this from her blog. It might be about you, because it might be about you what we're talking about throughout this month. So can't wait to kick off the Love and series today, Love and Worship. But first, we're going to have Toy Sugars, the world premiere of Toy Sugars, featuring yours truly, I Can't Believe, Love Talk, Long Time Radio. Let's go.
I can't believe
I
Right now we have Miss Choices on the line. Miss Choices, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, everybody.
And I want to give a special shout out to you on your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Turn up. Turn up for the 1st of February.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about love, and that's what it is right now. So we're going to give you some love right now as well. So let's talk about love and worship. How does the church affect how we find love, how we make love, and how we love one another in our relationships? Now, you did a really interesting blog on it, my dear, about you on this topic. So I want you to start this off and just really get into what you were describing in your blog, my dear, about you when it comes down to love and worship.
I was really just thinking about, I guess, myself personally, being brought up in the church and, you know, being in different church environments. And I didn't want anybody to really get offended because, you know, have you choose to do, you know what I'm saying, your worship is on you. But for my personal knowledge is when you get those, when you get those certain people who are, you know, called, well, what, you know, the extra people call them, holier than thou, when they're living, you know, the church life, they have on the long skirts, and they may not, but they have that persona as whereas, you know, you're always supposed to be that good girl, or you're always supposed to be that good boy, and, you know, find you a good man in church, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. That works. But far as for me, when the topic came about, I was like, how do I feel in that situation? How did that approach me? Because, of course, you want to be in the worship. You want to live right. You know, you want to serve your God. But that shouldn't take away from your sexuality with your mate. And I mentioned in my blog as well, I'm not talking about single couples here, you know, because sexual relationships are meant for a married couple. So I'm not talking about anyone who is not married. I wanted to say that as well. I'm really talking about the married couples. The couples who are, you know, they go to church on Sunday morning and you question yourself. Like some may be like, oh, we can't have sex in the morning on Sunday because we got to go to church. What does that have to do with going to church? You know, why can't you just enjoy your mate at your time and not feel guilty about something that's not meant to be guilty? Because once you're joined as one, what you two do together, I say have a ball with it. You know, don't let anything stop you, especially not your religion. Because you can be a woman and on the streets and go to work and do what you do, go to church and praise the Lord. But when you get home in that bedroom, you still have to satisfy that man. You still have to, you know what I'm saying, appease his needs as well as he has to appease yours. So you kind of have to watch who you're talking to about it. It depends on what role way you took, you know, when you were going through your journey of, you know what I'm saying, of finding your God or your worship. You have to really, really look at it and be like, okay, if God meant for man and woman to be together, he started out with Adam and Eve, and he wanted them to reproduce. How do you think they're going to reproduce?
So,
I'm curious.
That's a big point right there. And that, you know, and what you said before, think about it. Having sex is a spiritual entity. You're connecting, you're vibing together spiritually when you make love to your spouse. And that's one of the biggest things that a lot of people forget, or a lot of people don't even want to know about. So a lot of times the church is kind of the factor in that, because of what they don't teach married couples about how to make love, how to be intimate with their spouse, and still, you know, contain that, you know, that the beliefs of your, you know, of your faith. So this is one of the big questions that a lot of people have been asking: should the church be teaching about, you know, teaching, you know, couples that are about to be married, even married couples, about sex, basically sex education, even with married couples that's been married for several years?
I would say yes. I'm not saying do it on Sunday morning in front of the whole pulpit. No, I ain't saying that. But most churches should have classes, you know, because you have children involved. You don't want to throw something out there and your kids looking at you like you grew two heads. You don't want that. But provide classes for your married couples. And, you know, a lot of married couples go through marriage counseling before they get married, and sometimes counseling together after they get married. But 9 times out of 10, what happens in relationship is you lose your connection. Like, you know, you get so focused on, I got to go to Bible study, I got to go to choir practice, we got church on Sunday morning. Okay, all that is well and good, never telling you to stop doing it. But have you thought about, let me take Friday, let me take Monday, you know, and spend time with my mate. You know, spend time with your significant other. Show them that you appreciate them. Show them their love and affection. Because when you see a lot of times when relationships are engulfed in the church. However, you see a lot of times when relationships are engulfed in the church, you have to say it twice, and they are separate. You would never know that he was married to her. You would never know that, you know, they go home together. You never know that, you know what I'm saying, they get up in the morning together, because no affection is being shown. My thing is, you have to be able, you know what I'm saying, let these single females in here know, nah, he belonged to me. You know, you don't have to be all gross with it. It might just be a peck on the cheek. Oh, she's like, okay. If you're doing it in a church house, you're like, okay, that got to be her man. Exactly. He belonged to me. And I'm going to let you know that he belongs to me, so then that keeps you away from him. Because if that other person starts to show that affection towards him, he's a man, first off. And he's going to be like, oh, she's showing me some attention. Don't get me wrong. I love my wife, but she's showing me some attention. You know, something that they're missing. You never want your husband, you know what I'm saying, to be missing something.
And I think that's where a lot of it in the church mess up. You know, that's where I think the church really does not specify, you know, how to even display affection to your husband, to your wife. Basically, what we do, we say, of course, you're supposed to get married, and you know, and that's it. That's all. That's the bottom line. But you know, they don't give an opportunity or just give away a method to show how to love each other when it comes down to being intimate, being affectionate. You know, that's almost like taboo in the church.
But why is that?
It all started
with Adam and Eve.
Exactly. So what can the church do to kind of change that attitude that we have towards marriage? All we know is that we gotta get married, we gotta have kids, but it doesn't make it seem like it's supposed to be enjoyable. You know, like, you're not supposed to enjoy being married with a church, you're just supposed to do it.
I think that's so weird, because if you know your history, the Romans used to publicly, not saying it was always right, but they used to publicly, you know what I'm saying, have sex and relations. It was like a thing. They had their bathhouses. It was all public. It was good. They walked around their togas. They was always ready. But then something came about, whereas it became something that was disrespectful. It became something that was, you know what I'm saying, not clean. Sex is a beautiful thing, you know, and guess what? Most of you wouldn't even be in a relationship if the sex weren't good at some point in time. Like, something calls your attention. You know, don't get me wrong. I tell anybody, mentally give it to me first. Then I take the physical, because I'm going to have to deal with you if just in case you can't. You know? But it's still a part of that. You know, it's still a major part of a relationship. You know, like I said before, you might not want makeup sex, but you may want makeup affection. You know, but it's going to happen eventually. And it may not be today. But you can't let your religion block you from satisfying your man or your woman, for that matter. I think it should be an equal entity. I think it should be, you know, a full circle. Like, when you're thinking about the religion, it should be incorporated. Maybe not on Sunday morning, but definitely on somebody's class during the week. Because maybe some women don't know how to have a pleasure party and say, hey, you might want to try this with your husband. And you're in shock. Mm-hmm. Because you're doing this in the church house. Why can't I do it? It's for married couples only. We ain't asking y'all single women to come. Y'all do what y'all do in y'all spare time. But once you get your husband, you're more than welcome to join. Because the men, you see, matter of fact, you probably see more men in church. You see more men participating than they happier people. And you just don't see your wife come to church. A lot of times you just see the woman, you know what I'm saying? You see the woman come to church all the time. You see a ring on her finger. You're like, well, where's her husband? It's her and these kids. But he's not comfortable. You know, he's missing something. So he don't feel the need. He feel like the church is tearing you away from him. So now he's going to rebel against the church. No, bring it full circle. Let it all be a part of one. And guess what? He'll come to. Okay, he's like, oh, okay, y'all all right. Y'all ain't trying to keep her away from me. Nah, we're trying to help her.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people, especially a lot of women, they do transfer their love and affection that they should be sending to their husband to the church. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing the things you got to do in the church to make sure that, you know, you're building the church, helping the church grow, but you got to show that affection, got to show that love to your husband at home as well and make him feel comfortable and welcome at the same time. And once again, this is Love Talk, Long Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. This is a hot topic right here. We're talking about love and worship, how the church affects our relationships. So we've been talking about the married side. Let's talk about the ones that are single, the ones that are dating. How does the church affect their aspects of trying to build a relationship? Because a lot of times with single people, you know, they always say, oh yeah, the best place to go is go to the church to find, you know, to find that right special someone. And then you find that someone in the church, you know, now the question is, okay, what can we do to show that we are intimate with each other but not, you know, mess up the realm of what we believe in the church?
See, I don't know. See, when you're single, you got to watch it, because not saying that, well, I put it like this, you can find your mate in the church. You can find him almost anywhere. But are you going to base your relationship with this new person on church rules, or are you going to douse yourself down? You know what I'm saying? Douse your sexuality down because now that you're in the church. So you got to, it's still kind of the same thing. You're on that tightrope. Are you going to go full head first into it once you get them? Y'all love each other. Y'all are great. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, you have a relationship. But let's say you get saved in the process, or you're already saved, or he says, okay, you know, are you going to downplay yourself in that relationship? So I still think, you know, it's kind of hard when you mention single people, because technically when you're single, you do whatever. But, you know, and it's nothing necessarily that's going to be permanent. But if you are looking down a path to have a commitment with someone and you get saved and, you know, saying you're in the church, are you going to let the church downplay your sexuality at home? Are you going to let what people, you know what I'm saying, tell you how you should act, or are you going to be yourself? So it can go either way.
You know, and that's the thing, because, you know, we're human. You know what I'm saying? When you get into a relationship, you know, the hormones are flowing, the you know, just the vibe is just, you know, clicking. So sometimes you might want to get to that step where you want to take it to the next level. And of course, you know, like I said, we're, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, like when it comes down to being in a, you know, being intimate before marriage, I mean, sure, you know, it can happen. But it's all about making sure that you are, you know, going about it where you're not trying to, you know, where you're doing it in a way where you're showing love, expressing love. You can, there's different ways where you can, you know, be intimate with a person without having sex, of course, before marriage. But you still can do it without damaging what you believe in when it comes down to your faith. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. People know when you get into that church and you get to those, you know, when you see those, you know, the, like I said, the saved, sanctified, fire baptized, you know, all the Bible thumping ones that's in there. They look at you and they're like, oh my goodness, they're sinning. Even though you might not have done anything, you might not have, you know, been, you know, taken to that level. But you know, a lot of times the church can gossip. The church can talk, and then they might turn things to a point where you don't even want to be in a relationship with anybody in the church because you know what's going to happen.
Right. I don't know. I would tell anyone how you started and how you got that person is how you need to continue it. You know, sometimes it takes a little more effort than others, but don't let church, don't let parents, don't let friends, don't let coworkers, don't let strangers tell you that you can't love your mate fully. You never know what kinky thing that your mate may like. You never know what kinky thing you may like. And it's nothing wrong with you liking it. You know, absolutely nothing wrong with it. If you have somebody who has a toe fetish, you want somebody to suck your toes, okay. There's nothing wrong with sucking your toes, and you might like your toes so with jam on it. Who knows? But if you have somebody who's willing to do that for you, don't let anybody tell you you can't have that. You know what I mean? Like, nobody should stop what you enjoy the most.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's one of the big things, because what happens is, you know, we think, oh my goodness, you know, how is God looking at us when we do this? You know, like, you know, do you think that all everybody in the church is like that? You know, the church folk, the ones that's always there, you know, they're in their hallelujah, praise the Lord, and they're doing some 50 Shades of Grey stuff when they get home. You just don't know.
You don't know it, but ain't nothing wrong with it.
And it's none of it shouldn't be anybody's business what you're doing at your home either, you know?
Exactly.
So that's what it's all about. You know, love, you know, love in relationships is all, it's all about making, you know, finding out what your mate likes, what your mate doesn't like, finding out what, you know, is the best thing for your relationship. And you can do that within the realm of your beliefs, of your faith, of, you know, of doing it in the eyes of God. There's nothing wrong with making love to your wife, to your husband, and doing it in a manner that is spiritual and is blessed. And that's what it should be all about. When you find that right person, that's the way it should feel. So that's the big thing there. Now, this here is a question that I got here. This is kind of an interesting one. Okay. Let me hear your thoughts on this. Now, this person here is saying that, you know, is it wrong to make love when there's gospel music on in the background? You know, sometimes that happens. You know, you got the random, random music going. You know, you got your music on rotation, and next thing you know, you got that nice slow gospel music playing in the background, and you're getting in with your husband or your wife. Is that a bad thing?
I would say no. Like, I mean, I would honestly say no. It's not a bad thing. It's funny because I wasn't expecting that. But however, that is actually a very valid point. Because you may not, you know what I'm saying, with your religion, you may not be into, you know, worldly music. They may not be what you listen to anymore. But if God still takes you where you need to be, I'm all in for it. Whatever makes you happy is my thing.
Oh man, you know, that's just the one right there. You know, it's all about making love. That's all about love, and that's what you gotta realize. When you're doing this love, then it shouldn't matter. You know, you shouldn't feel dirty. And like you said earlier, it's not a dirty thing to make love. It should not be something that should be looked down upon to make love. And if you look at it from that aspect, then it should not. You shouldn't try to say, "Oh my goodness, we're sinning." You're not sinning. If you know you're married, you're into each other, you're intimate. That's enough. There's no sin in that. So that's what I think a lot of people need to realize. Now, while I'm talking about the topic of sex education in church, it's kind of split from what I see right now. Some people saying here that sex education in the church is a great idea. Churches should do this in order to help married couples. Some people say here that the church should not be involved with that. That should just be between you and who you're with. And, you know, you shouldn't have to go to the church. That's why. So I see a couple people that are split on this particular topic. But, you know, but really, I mean, honestly, I think that is the biggest issue, the biggest problem, that we don't know what love is. We don't know how to be intimate. We don't know how to treat our spouse in the intimate sort of way. So that can affect our relationships long term. So that's something that really I think the church has to address more frequently, in my opinion, to make sure that our relationships are built strong.
Yeah, that should be something that's taught while you're going through the marriage classes and beyond. It should be something that is incorporated in that. So, I mean, you like they say, you can get a man, but can you keep him? And if you're in Christ or you're in whoever you serve, you know, are you going to be able to keep that person? Are you going to be able to hold their attention? And as well, you're still giving your God the glory. Like, it shouldn't be either or. It should be a collective. It should be a part of, you know what I'm saying, your everyday life.
Yep, that is definitely true right now. This is Love Talk Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we've just set off the Love and series, and we only got a few seconds left, so I just want to let people know about the different topics that we're talking about. Of course, we just talked about love and worship today. Next week, we are going into another phase of love, and this is called Love and Hip Hop. And not talking about the TV show, we're talking about how the music now has taken love out of the music. It's all about you really don't hear the elements of love in our music now. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about how music influences how we love each other in our relationships as well. So we got a few minutes left. We're going over time. Ms. Choices, tell people how they can get in contact with you.
You can reach out to me at It Might Be About You on Facebook, the night Kool-Aid with the glasses, letting you know don't take the red pill. I might have some knowledge for you. You know, you can reach me on Twitter at MZCHOICEZ1. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Choices Brown. So either way and always, I love to get your good comments, your bad comments, or whatever.
And that's right. We want to keep this conversation going. So if you have any thoughts or any information on this particular topic or any of the topics we discussed, don't be afraid to contact us, reach us, email us, inbox us. Let us know what you think, and we can share it on the air. We can discuss it personally and try to make this conversation going, because the only way we can keep our relationships strong and build our relationships is to talk about it and to make sure we're talking about it in the right way. So, as always, thank you for listening each and every week of the Vibe TV Show. We'll return this particular Sunday. We're going into Black History Month, as we always do on Black History Month. We break down Black history in different elements. So So we're bringing up, as usual, Black history and religion. That's always the first one that we talk about. It was really powerful the way we talked about it last year, so looking forward to see what we discuss this year. So listen for that on Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. And as always, once again, thank you for listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.